You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on. So what I'm asking you, Juan, is can people see me in Facebook? Because I'm still trying to time out how much power I need, and I ran out of power. I had to move the camera. Can they see both Michael and I on Facebook?
I'm looking. Hang on.
Yeah, you're doing.
You keep doing your show there, buddy.
All right, we're going to do our show. We're back with Michael Cooper. Michael is the human performance mentor. He's got his. Where do people go to get your information? It was the thing you gave the last.
Missingplaybook.com.
There you go. So can we talk a little bit about what's in the playbook?
Sure.
Well, how does it apply to me? We were talking about you were giving me a session. What's going on here?
Oh, that's what we're doing.
So well, first, I'm ready to roll here.
All right. So the first thing we do is we need to have balance, right? So there's an exercise I do. I create. And a lot of people out there probably have heard of the Wheel of Life. So it's a circle, and you can imagine like five pie pieces.
Right.
So one of the pieces is spirituality. You have relationships, health, profession, financial. So if the middle of the wheel is a zero, meaning it's the least fulfilled you are in these areas of your life, and the outer edge is a 10, being the most fulfilled with your life, I'll ask you, how fulfilled are you in all these areas? So as you're going through... And
What are the things? I'll give you my number.
Okay. So how fulfilled would you say you are spiritually? Like your connection to the Creator, God, infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call it.
What is it? 1 to 5? 0 to 10? 9.5.
9.5.
9.5.
Okay. So what about your relationships? All of your relationships. Relationship with this source of creation, with yourself, with the people in your life. How fulfilled are you with all of your relationships? 0 to 10.
7.
7. Okay, so now you think about your health, mentally, physically, emotionally. How fulfilled did you say you are with your health?
6.
6. Okay, now
because I got that bad back and you know all that.
Now,
other
what
stuff.
About professionally? How fulfilled are you professionally? You have a lot of things going on in your life.
You know, actually,
so 0 to 10. How fulfilled are you with? Now you think about every area of.
I'm
your
about
life.
To give it to you.
Give it to
unequivocally.
Me.
I would say 9.5 because I'm living the dream. Just because I ain't got where I'm going doesn't mean I'm not enjoying the ride.
Are you doing what you love, loving what you do in every area of your life?
Yeah, I made changes so that would be the case.
Okay.
Heavy changes.
All right.
I took a lot of risks.
Okay, now financially, how fulfilled are you there, 0 to 10?
Oh, 1.
A 1.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we took the 9.5 set, like we shaded in all these, areas of the
they're
wheel.
They're weighted the same?
Well, what's going to happen is if that's the new wheel that you're going to travel down on the road on, it's going to be a bumpy ride. So I'm sure you have bumps in your ride, right? You're not on this... You want to be on the highway
to
Happy City.
Yeah, but I want
to say, but you're on
I gave the wrong
road.
Number to the last one. I think I'm probably at 4.
Whatever it is.
Okay.
4, 7, 6, 2. You're giving numbers.
I'm not
that
at
you
10.
Think,
I'm well, not at 10.
Hey.
And aren't we, isn't the goal to get a 10 on everything?
Yes. Now you're giving yourself numbers that you think you are, but they might not be what you actually are. So as we go through the process and we start to unpack, which is another area of what we do in the playbook.
Right.
You have feelings, you have emotions that are buried alive throughout all these different areas of your life. You need to unpack your relationships. You need to unpack. So like you start making these timelines, 1 through 10, 11 through 20, 21 through 30, 31 through 40.
What I want to
accomplish. I'm not going to go all the way up to where you are as far as on your numbers. But you start to go back and you start to just review your life. Like all the things that you went through in your life 100% created the man you are today doing the things that you're doing. You were part of this university of the universe. So a lot of people are carrying around a lot of feelings buried alive because we don't know how to express ourselves. We suppress things. So think about in the first 10 years of your life when you're an infant going to 10, you didn't know how to express yourself. So we threw temper tantrums. We slammed doors. We whatever we did. Now, the second decade of our lives, you're laughing.
So no, because I used to tell my wife when I first met her, please, for the first half hour when I get home from work, please don't be the door.
Well, when you go through this second decade of life, 11 through 20,
right,
you're experiencing a lot of other things. And, we become teenagers. We think we know everything. Don't tell me what to do. You're the idiot. That's how we talk to our parents.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of things
we know.
That's
the way things were when you were a kid.
Right. So there's a lot of things we know during that time, and there's a lot of things we don't know, and there's a lot of things we don't know that we don't know that we need to know. So we get into now purpose and vision and goals, which I call PVG. It's like the GPS. So purpose, we need to establish what our purpose is in all these areas of our lives. So what's my purpose spiritually? What's my purpose with my relationships and my health and my profession and financially? What is it that I want? What is it that I desire? We all basically desire, but what we want needs to be a burning desire. It needs to be an obsession, something you can't live without. Like, I want to have those conscious, loving relationships. I want to have that financial freedom, not just solely for myself, but I want to share this with the world. I want to serve a higher purpose. And you start to build the vision of what that looks like, very clear, very crystal inside, in the invisible. Okay, it needs to be crystallized in there first, and then you can start to bring it into, it'll start to just naturally, you know, come into physical form. And then you can start setting goals that are aligned with the purpose and the vision. So you can go out today, and you can ask anybody you want
to
ask.
This is something I can do today to make my life better immediately?
You should start doing it immediately. I when I'm working with my clients, I'm having them PVG every day. Before you go to bed at night, you need to establish what your purpose is, build your vision, set your goals. You wake up in the morning, you do it again. It's mental training. I call it SMG. You're going into the spiritual mental gym with me. Most people don't want to do that.
Oh, dude, I'm in there every day. I'm in jail with myself in there, morning, noon, and night.
Take away that jail word.
Fine-tuning.
See that auto-suggestion that you just suggest yourself it's a jail? No, it's a freedom. It's a peace. It's a heaven on earth when you go into that space because you're going into your inner knower. Okay, when you go when you start to tap into everybody else telling you what you should or shouldn't do, okay, and it's not in alignment with what you want to do, that can be a jail.
Well, actually, let me rephrase that, because what it really is my tabernacle. Because at the end of the day and at the beginning of the day, I'm connecting spiritually. Right. If I'm having a little trouble sleeping and I'm waking up at 3-4 in the morning, yeah. I envision a spiritual.
Well, you're definitely being awakened, that's for sure.
Yeah, I am. Most other people would say that it was God talking to him in the middle of the night.
Well, sure.
With me, it's just my subconscious talking to me, and I'm trying to.
Subconscious is our connection to this infinite intelligence, the source, this creator. So.
Well, that's all I'm doing all day long is replays and fine tuning and coming up with new projections for next tomorrow.
Well, of course, we're all doing that. But the thing is, we need to not just leave it, you know, in space in our minds. We have thousands and thousands of thoughts every single day. And we need to get specific with what it is we want on paper or in a Word document, whatever. You start to write it out very clear what you want. So when I start having...
That's scary, Mike.
Well, it is for a lot of people until you learn how to do it. It's a learned behavior. It's just like when you started to learn how to walk and you started to learn how to put food in your mouth.
Sounds to me like what it takes is somebody needs to have the courage to improve.
Well, sure.
Well, that's what it's easy to do the same thing. It's hard to step out and take risks.
It's simple to do what I'm talking about, but what's not easy is that you're going to be faced with this adversary, this opponent. So when you know that you should do something, okay, and everything I'm talking about right now is just stuff that comes from the missing playbook. So, you know, when you have challenges and obstacles, okay, there's this voice that's going to come into you. Says, no, don't do that. It's going to be tough. Or mom said, you know, it's going to take you a long time or you need to go.
You said a great thing last week. You said that when we were talking on the phone, we just to bring everybody up to date, Michael and I started this conversation last Thursday at 7:10 when he called me and said, great show. Hey, you know, this is something I picked up on. Now I forgot what I was talking about.
I came up with something you said. I said something great. What was it?
Oh, I don't know, but it was great. I know it was. So anyway, going back to it is that really what? I know what it was. So Michael, what it is that I have to feed my brain the great food. The folks up in the Aventura Hospital, that's what they tell me all the time, is that you got to feed yourself great food because your brain is what you feed it.
Yes. So you have an opportunity to go into the feed store, right?
Yeah.
And the soulful food, you can either feed your subconscious with positive, loving, compassionate, pureness of your heart energy type of food, or you can feed it with danger and ugliness. And
well, but that was what the 80s was all about. The 80s was all about greed and lashing yourself on the back until you made it forward. I'd like to think that I'm one of the oldest millennials, and I work very hard at having the focus that it seems like they project that they do, which is that I want to make sure everything is good around me and positive, and let's move forward as a team. With that, Wanda, how much more time do we have left in this segment, my teammate? 1 minute. She's giving us the 1 minute. Why don't we do this, Wanda? Why don't we go to break now, and that way Michael can have a real good long segment. We're going to give Michael the four segment to no real estate talk today. All going to be about positive energy and human performance and everything else. Now I've used up that extra minute. So, Wanda, everybody stick with us. We'll have the final segment today. We're going to talk about things you can do today to make your life better now. So stick with me, Wanda. It's yours.